Welcome to Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese, and I'm glad you're here. Today, I want to share a poem that stopped me in my tracks. It's called The New Moon by Sarah Teasdale. Teasdale begins by describing the often overwhelming struggles life throws at us, as if we're trapped in a game of dodgeball, trying not to get hit. But then she pivots. She reminds us that even in the chaos, we shouldn't despair. She gives us the image of a new moon, quiet, persistent, barely visible at first, yet rising anyways. The moon becomes a symbol of the resilient spirit inside each one of us, the part of us that keeps showing up even when life hurts. That spirit, it's what carries us through grief. It's what refuses to let us quit and know that better days are ahead. Here is her poem, The New Moon. Day, you have bruised and beaten me as rain beats down the bright, proud sea. Beaten my body, bruised my soul, left me nothing lovely or whole. Yet, I have wrestled a gift from you, day that dies in dusky blue, for suddenly over the factories, I saw a moon in the cloudy seas, a wisp of beauty all alone, in a world as hard and gray as stone. Oh, who could be bitter and want to die when a maiden moon wakes up in the sky? Is that a great poem or what? No matter how bad things are going for you and me, we know that hope lives, that hope is alive, and it's waiting to wrap its arms around you and me. It's there, right in front of us, life, spread out like a banquet, inviting us to take part in the feast. But so often we don't. We hesitate. We hold back. We've been hurt. We're tired. And life, it asks us to keep showing up anyway. When we choose not to sit at the banquet table, we think we're protecting ourselves from more pain. But what we're really doing is missing the whole experience. We're missing the dance, the flavor, the beauty of being alive. Teasdale reminds us that life holds both pain and healing. And here's the hard truth. The struggles we've survived won't be our last, but they're not something to dread. They're part of what makes us deeper, wiser, more awake. As Paulo Coelho wrote in The Fifth Mountain, there are moments when troubles enter our lives, and we can do nothing to avoid them, but they are there for a reason. Only when we have overcome them will we understand why they were there. So don't turn away. Don't turn back. Maybe you're grieving. Maybe you feel like life tossed you one loss after another. But any ball player will tell you, losing streaks end if you keep on playing. So I ask you, what if you still showed up? What if you danced again, loved again, took a spontaneous trip, laughed until your ribs ached? Grief is real, but so is joy. To help us lean into that joy, here's an excerpt from a poem by Charles Bukowski that brings a fierce, fiery kind of hope. It's titled Roll the Dice, a challenge to go all in on life. If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You'll ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is. I like that poem. It's filled with that fire and that energy that you and I need. Well, there it is. Are you ready, despite how you feel, to get back in the game? To say a resounding yes to life? To get off the couch, out of the grief fog, and back into the beautiful chaos of living? Choose to dance. Choose to love. Choose to travel and sing. Visit family. Choose to be spontaneous. And yes, choose to be outrageous. As Stephen King wrote in Different Seasons, get busy living or get busy dying. There's no in between. So live, live, live. If this podcast gave you something to think about, please share it with a friend. You never know who needs to hear it. And until next time, remember, life is waiting for you. Never quit and never give up. Good things are coming your way, and you know it. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.